Hello there. Welcome to this Lycanroc Hypno TF file. I need to go through a few little bits of housekeeping first, so now's a good time to get yourself comfortable while you listen. In this file, I'm going to take you into a trance, and in the process of that, I'm going to suggest that you are transforming into a Lycanroc. Midday, midnight, or dusk, it's going to be your decision in the moment, and I'm going to keep it broad so you can make that choice when it comes. Along with that, you can expect some praise, some affirmations, and a little bit of sensory play to go with it, as we play with your puppy mind for a while. During this file, there is also going to be some call and response, some vocalizations, which you do not have to take part in unless you want to, unless you feel comfortable and safe doing so. Similarly, there will be some play with forgetting your name, with being given a new name. It will be just used as a term of endearment, and it will not last outside of this session. This version of the file will also introduce suggestions of sexual pleasure leading up to orgasm, potentially. None of the play we do in the session will last outside of it, and it will only work as much as you want it to work. If at any point you feel uncomfortable or unsure, you can bring yourself out of the trance and turn the file off. You are in control. So, make sure you're sitting comfortably, or lying down comfortably, and that there's no other distractions. Nothing that is going to split your focus away from this file and my voice. Now you're getting settled. I think we can begin. I'd like you to start in the most obvious place, the most essential place, with your breathing. In through the nose, and out through the mouth. Nice and easy. Take some time to get used to your natural rhythm. Try not to force it or change it. Just notice how you normally breathe, how deep or how shallow your breaths normally are. If your in-breath is quicker or your out-breath, whatever you're doing, you're not doing it wrong. Breathing is an unconscious process. It's just how you do things. And now that you are aware, I want you to spread that awareness outwards from your lungs, from your chest. Imagine a warm, glowing light blooming from inside your chest, and it slowly pushes out to your arms and your legs and your head. And as it travels, I want you to scan your body, noticing where the light touches your body as it passes over, noticing any feelings of comfort or discomfort, adjusting yourself to reduce the discomfort, increase the comfort. Let that pulse of light slowly spread. Really take your time. Say 30 seconds or so. Good. Still with me? Hopefully you feel a little bit more settled now. Now that we've done that, let's return to the rhythm of your breath. Has it changed? Perhaps it got a little deeper, a little slower. Whatever the rhythm of your breathing is right now, we're going to change that rhythm, change that pattern. Set it to my rhythm. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe out and extend that out-breath for as long as you can. It's going to go for a while, to the point where you may feel some discomfort in your lungs as air starts to run low, and then you'll count with me as I guide your in and out breaths. We'll start with an in-breath for the count of three. We'll hold for the count of three. Then breathe out for the count of three. Sound good? All right. Now from where you are, breathe out. Breathe out long, slow through your open mouth, longer than normal. Pushing it out, holding it, pushing through the slight discomfort as you feel the air leaving your lungs, and breathe in for three, one, two, three, hold for three, one, two, three, breathe out, one, two, three, and in, one, two, three, and hold. 1, 2, 3, and out. 1, 2, 3. In for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 3. 1, 2, 3. Out for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Out for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Out for 7. 1, 2, 3. Good job. 6, 7. In for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold for 5. Nice and easy to hold out for 7. Out through the mouth, sighing the breath, releasing your attention. In for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. Hold for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very good. Keep those deep breaths going for me. You can count. You're counting in your head, following the lilt of my voice, keeping time with my voice, keeping time with the beat, the pulse and ebb and flow of my voice, of my words, and letting them rock you and cradle you, following the words, letting them in. And maybe as you listen, you're starting to focus on the sound of my voice rather than the words I'm speaking, as the sound starts to become pure sense pleasure. The words stop making sense and just sort of start to blend and melt together, and your mind lets them melt over you and drape over you and bring you deeper and deeper. Good. Very good. You're doing so well. You're breathing so deep and noticing now already just how much your body's relaxed and how much better it feels now, how much tension has melted away, how your focus just shrank right down to my words, my voice, and little else. Other thoughts and feelings are just little distractions, easy to notice and just as easy to acknowledge and just as easy to gently nudge away so that you can focus on my words once again. That's it. That's good. You're very good. You're doing so good. You're feeling so good. Wherever you are in your in and out breaths, wherever your breath is coming or going, just hold it for a moment and hold and hold it. When I tell you to do so, you're going to just sigh out a short, sharp breath and breathe out. And see how much better that feels. That suspension and moment of tension dissolving to relaxation and breathing again, using my voice to keep time. And notice how that time you got a bit more slumped in your seat or your bed, and how your lips are parted, and how your head is lolling forward or backward or to one side. And hold for me again, and hold. Feel that tension and suspension, holding it in and out, and sigh and let it go again. And hold. Feel it spread. Feel that feeling spread, that suspension that's going to drop away when you release and sigh and relax and fall further. And maybe the next time will be just enough to make you just sink right down to a nice, deep, drowsy trance. So breathe in nice and deep, nice and deep, and hold, and hold, and hold. And that tension and suspension fills your fingers and your toes and your head, and it squeezes, and you drop. Release, sigh, sink. Body drapes down as your mind drops down and your thoughts drift down, and you sink nice and deep for me. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The lilt of my voice helps you keep time even now. The pace, even in comforting, cushioning you, rocking you, lulling you. Each time you breathe out, if you like, you can sigh, vocalize. a nice soft sigh, a nice soft ah, and see what that does. See how it feels, how it helps you stay under, how it helps you stay cozy and comfy in trance. Good. Just let yourself sigh each time you breathe in. Hold and out. Good. Keep those sighs going. Great. Check in with your body now, scanning from the top of your head down to the bottoms of your feet. See how things have changed. Any new sensations? Any sensations that have vanished? The weight of your body, of your limbs. Adjusting yourself again if you need to, making yourself even more comfortable in this gentle trance. Maybe you're feeling some stronger sensations between your legs, a tent, or a bit of dampness, heat, and warmth. Maybe one of your hands would like to rest there, please. Go ahead. And don't forget those sighs. Good. Good pup. Oh, did I say good pup? I did, didn't I? Did that catch your attention? Make your ears prick up? Whether it did or it didn't, you're probably paying a bit closer attention than before. By now you should have gotten to the bottoms of your feet, and we're going to start again. From the bottom. But this time you're not just going to be taking a mental inventory. This time we're going to introduce some new sensations, some new feelings. As the scanning begins and you start to work your way slowly back up, still at the soles of your feet, I'd like you to imagine that maybe you feel a tingle, a warmth, and you start to feel a change in shape. I'd like you to imagine the natural hairs on your skin thickening, widening and growing out and out into soft fur, soft white fur, as your feet gradually change and shift to paws, three big beams, three long black claws on each one, and the soft pads pushing out from the fur on your soles and pushing into the floor or your bed or wherever you are. Feel the squish and warmth as you breathe in deep. And breathe out with a sigh as the sensation slides up and you feel the transformation spreading up further and further. Soft white fur working its way up gradually, feeling that tingle like your body is being wrapped in a warm woolly little jacket. Soft and downy and sleek, cozy, insulating, wrapping around your body like a nice hug. Breathing in nice and deep. And holding, and out. Good. Now here's the point where things can start to diverge a little. As the white fur moves up to a different color, moving up your thighs. There's a few colors it could be. Tawny tan for midday, deep crimson for midnight, warm orange for dusk, or maybe even a deep blue for a shiny version of any of those, whichever feels the most like you. And you might start to feel that warm, furry sensation wrap around your thighs, that new color of fur introducing itself to you, while your fingers and your knuckles and your hands begin to change too, those black claws, those soft pads. Maybe your arms start to feel as though they're lengthening and hanging, or they're shortening, becoming more canine and feral, more suited to a quadruped. Whichever feels the most right to you, whichever lichen rock speaks to you most as the fur travels up with each in, holding, and out, blowing out through your pursed lips. And the transformative pleasure worked its way up around your lower torso now, changing you inside and out. Just at the base of your spine, you can feel that white tail, long and bushy, or short and stubby, growing from the colored fur of the small of your back. And maybe, just maybe, you might notice that you might start to vocalize a little bit on that out-breath. In and holding with a little soft ooh, a soft little quiet polite howl. Breathe in and hold and hold and good pup, good pup. That's a good lichen rock pup, howling softly, politely. It makes the transformation spread a little faster, doesn't it? Makes it easier and easier for that pleasurable sensation to spread, that feeling of transformation, the white fur on your belly, the colored fur on your sides and back, your arms and your legs. And as you give me a little howl, another little howl, it jumps up a bit further. Nice big tuft of fuzzy pup fur on your chest. Good pup. Feel the little tail wag. Good pup. Who's a good pup? I think it might be you. That howl, that soft, cute, polite little howl will help you change further as the sensation, the transformation, reaches your neck, your head, your face, your nose, your mouth, becoming a long snout. When you breathe in and hold and ow, pushing the thoughts out, pushing the tension out, pushing your snout out, helping it come in. Oh, much better, yes. And your mane is coming in nicely, too, big and soft and fluffy around your neck and face, not to mention the tuft on your head, between your ears, pup. Good pup, that's a good, good pup. Warm, fuzzy, furry, lichen rock pup. Breathe in and hold as best as you can through that puppy's snout and... ooh, ah. Breathe out, let your tongue hang out. Ha, ha, ha. Your breath can quicken a bit. It's okay. Good pups do tend to pant, don't they? They love to pant. They love to wag. And you can pant and beg. And since you're a good pup, since you're a good lichen rock, since you're a good lichen pup, you're such a good puppy. Yes, you are. You know that. Aw, oh, yes, you are. Good lichen pup. Good lichen pup. I hope you like that turn of phrase, good lichen pup. And while I call you that, you can picture my hand just hovering above your torso, just above your tummy, ready to give it some nice rubbies, some firm, lovely rubbies. If it makes it easier, you can let your paw stand in for mine, ready to rub your own tummy on my signal. Otherwise, just picture my paw resting on your stomach and giving your lichen pup tummy some nice, slow, gentle rubs. Little circular rubs around your tummy, the palm of my hand rubbing circles and circles on that tummy. Does that feel nice, lichen pup? Good, lichen pup. Yes, it does, doesn't it? That's why your tail is waggling and your body's wiggling and your mouth is open and your tongue is panting. You can feel that warm, soft palm, those tickling fingers twitching up and down your body, up to your chest, down to your stomach, down between your legs to give them a pet too, yes, give them a little cradle and a rub and a squeeze before it goes back up to the stomach. And the rubbies get stronger every time I say good lichen pup. Gets a bit firmer, a little bit faster, as to give your tummy scritches and rubbies. Good lichen pup. Good lichen pup. And it gets faster and faster, doesn't it, lichen pup? And it feels good to let your belly arch into my hand, doesn't it? Good lichen pup. My hand traveling up and down, up to the chest, down to the stomach. Good lichen pup. Scritching and tickling. Good lichen pup. And you're wriggling and panting. Good lichen pup. As the pleasure of getting your belly rubbed just overwhelms that pup brain. Good lichen pup. Good lichen pup. Who's a good lichen pup? It's you, lichen pup. You're a good lichen pup. Yes, you are. And you love being a good lichen pup. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, oh, yes, you are a good lichen pup. It's so overwhelmingly nice, and if I stopped rubbing, you just flop down again, slip deeper still, deeper into total relaxation the moment I stop, and slip, and sink, back down. Good lichen pup, good lichen pup, exactly where you should be. Panting, wagging even now, mouth hanging open, happy and mindless and content and sleepy, like a good lichen pup should be. Good lichen pup. Good lichen pup. Remind me. What's your name again, lichen pup? Good lichen pup. Scritch, 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 scritch. Hard to think and remember when you get a good lichen pup. Scritch, 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 scritch. Hard to remember when you get a good lichen pup. Scritch, 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 scritch. Let me ask again, and I don't know if you're going to be able to remember what your name is unless I tell it to you. What's your name, lichen pup? Your name is Lycanpup, isn't it? That's right, it is, isn't it? Lycanpup's name is Lycanpup, isn't it? You perk up when you hear it. Good, scritch, scritch, scritch. That must be your name, yes? Good, Lycanpup, scritch, scritch, scritch. That's a good little Lycanpup. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But something's amiss, though. Something needs to be tweaked. That fur isn't working well with whatever clothes you've got on. You should take them off, I think. Let your puppy paws get to work with removing your clothing as you listen, as you wriggle out of them. Using your puppy paws as best you can as you drift along on my words, my encouraging words. Good Lycanpup, that's it. Good Lycanpup, just disrobing and feeling that wonderful relief as your clothes are cast away. Getting yourself comfy again. Good Lycanpup. I bet you still feel a little rush and tingle when I call you a good Lycanpup. That's good. Good Lycanpup. And it's made you a little hard and horny. More than a little, in fact. Let's do something about that, shall we, Lycanpup? Let your puppy paw slide down your tented undies if they haven't already, and let my paw just wrap around that Lycanroc cock. Good Lycanpup. Let me give it a little squeeze, a little rub, giving it rubbies the way I gave you rubbies not too long ago. Firmer this time, though. Much firmer and much harder. Are you panting again, Lycanpup? Oh, good, very good, Lycanpup. That's it. That's wonderful. You're doing so wonderfully. Again, if you'd like to use your own paw to assist, please feel free. Stroke, relax, and listen, and pant, and wag. Good Lycanpup. Good Lycanpup. That's my good Lycanpup. Smiling and panting and wriggling and wagging and letting out a little ooh, ooh, each time you breathe out. Remember that? Remember to a woo. Good Lycanpup. That's my good Lycanpup. Quiet little howls, quiet little sounds if you feel comfortable to do so. Just letting yourself enjoy the sensation of breathing through a cute canine snout of being a good, empty-headed, happy-brained Lycanpup. Good Lycanpup. Good Lycanpup. Swimming in this pleasure. Swimming in. Speak! Did I get you? Did I make you speak? If so, what a good Lycanpup you are, well-trained. If not, that's okay. You don't need to speak, even if I tell you to speak. It's just a little surprise to make you speak, even if you only speak in your head. That's totally fine. Good Lycanpup. Maybe you did it that time, now that you know it's coming. But it's okay if not. You still have a chance. Good Lycanpup. Speak. Good Lycanpup. Speak. Good Lycanpup. Well trained already. What a wonderful Lycanpup. What a happy Lycanpup. Happy, warm, fuzzy, good, smiley Lycanpup. Loyal and calm midday, or rambunctious midnight, or dusk somewhere in between. Those sensations, those instincts filling your mind, keeping you anchored in this good Lycanpup state. Good Lycanpup. Want some rubbies? Want some more rubbies and scritches? Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. And my hand just pushes into that tummy and scritch, 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 scritch again. And my other hand just goes right under that chin and scritch, 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 cradling your face, rubbing and scritching your chin, booping your snout, rolling your head to and fro. Good Lycanpup. Scritch, 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 scritch. Overwhelming you again, immersing your body and mind in good Lycanpup vibes and bliss, making you wag, making you kick your leg, kick, 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 making your tongue wag out. Good Lycanpup. And the bliss makes you happy and tingly and soft brain, and that's good. That's very good, isn't it, my good little Lycanpup? Happy little Lycanpup. Yes, it is. It's so good. You feel so good. That's why you roll from side to side and you whimper and whine and kick. Good Lycanpup. Yes, good Lycanpup. Give me one last big. Ooh, feeling the pleasure that howling and a wooing brings. How it drops you deeper into the Lycanpup headspace and your back arches and you kick, kick, and you. Ooh. And the bliss makes you throbby and drippy and horny, and that's good. That's very good, isn't it, my good little horny little Lycanpup? Yes, it is. It's so good. You feel so good. That's why your sleepy paws start rubbing yourself and groping yourself, and your thighs squeeze together, and you whimper and whine and kick. Good Lycanpup. Yes, good Lycanpup. And you feel like such a good Lycanpup, and you buck, and you throb, and you feel yourself throbby and warm and oozy and drooly and ready to just come your Lycanroc brains out. Even if you don't squirt for real, you'll still feel that orgasmic pleasure. You'll still feel that coming your brains out inside your mind. Yes, that's it. Oh, yes, you're such a good Lycanpup. You're going to come your Lycanpup brains out. Oh, yes, you are. Faster and faster. Firmer and firmer. Squirming in those tummy rubs. Lycanpup going to come. Lycanpup going to come. Lycanpup going to go. Oh, as they come. Going to howl, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Good pup. Good pup. And come. And drop. And sleep. And drop. And drift. Good. Very good. Good Lycanpup. That's a good Lycanpup.
And you feel yourself starting to awaken, holding on to the pleasant sensations the comfort, the cozy fuzzy feeling. But now it's time for us to bring this to an end. For now, you can always return to this feeling, this file, at any time, whenever the mood takes you, whenever you desire. But for now, we're going to count up from 1 to 10, and on 10, you should be wide awake, free of the puppy space just for now. Breathe in for me now, nice and deep, and hold, and out with one last ooh, soft little ooh, gentle little ooh, and 1, feeling yourself start to awaken, holding onto the pleasant sensations, the memories of them, those comfy, fuzzy feelings. 2, even as the fur starts to thin and retract, and your paws slowly and surely become hands and feet again. 3, and those hands and feet start to brush, brushing at your arms, just brushing and smoothing the fur down, hiding it away just for now. 4, as you gradually feel yourself returning to your body, to the space, letting the lichen pup, 5, retract inside you, rubbing your face and your neck and behind your ears, just pushing it all down. 6, leaving pup space, returning to the regular space until it's time to bring the lichen pup out again. 7, you won't feel yourself slipping into that state on accident or without consent. It's there for you to use when you want it, as you remember yourself, your name. 8, remembering where you've come from, where you're going, opening your eyes, seeing the room around you, as you brush, brush, brush your face, your chest, your stomach, your arms, your legs, brushing all the trance away, until 10, you're awake once again. Hope you had fun with this file, Lichen Pup. It's been wonderful entertaining you.
If you'd like to do this again sometime, well, you know where to find this file. Until then, be kind to yourself.